This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police fired tear gas and water cannon, and there were reports of gunfire Sunday in Myanmar's largest city, where another anti-coup protest was underway with scores of students and other demonstrators hauled away in police trucks. The violence erupted early morning when medical students were marching in Yangon streets near the center intersection, which has become the gathering point for protesters, who then fan out to other parts of the city. Footage showed protesters running away from police as they charged at them, residents setting up makeshift roadblocks to slow the police advance. Nearby, residents were pleading with law enforcement to release those they picked up from the street and shoved them into police trucks to be taken away. The U.S. now has a third vaccine to prevent COVID-19. The Food and Drug Administration on Saturday cleared a Johnson & Johnson shot that now works with just one dose instead of two. Health experts have anxiously awaited a one-and-done option to help speed vaccinations. The virus has already killed more than 510,000 people in the United States, and it is mutating in increasingly worrisome ways. The FDA said J&J's vaccine does offer strong protection against what matters most, that's serious illness, hospitalizations, and death. One dose was 85% protective against the most severe COVID-19 illnesses in a massive study that spanned three continents. Again, the U.S. is now a third vaccine to help prevent COVID-19. More at voanews.com. This is